When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that proves it's never too late to make history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about French war hero Henri Giraud, a 63-year-old general who embarrassed his Nazi captors by escaping their escape-proof prison. The day was April 17, 1942. French general Henri Giraud made a daring escape from a Nazi stronghold in Saxony, Germany. He had been imprisoned in the formidable Königstein Castle in May of 1940, after being captured while defending France against the German invasion. The wily general, a veteran of the First World War, spent the next 2 years planning his escape. Then, on April 17, 1942, he climbed down the high castle walls using a homemade rope and then hitched a ride on a speeding train to freedom. Remarkably, this was not the first time that Henri Giraud escaped German captivity. During the first German invasion of France in 1914, the 35-year-old soldier led a bayonet charge at the Battle of St. Quentin. He was wounded by German artillery and left for dead on the battlefield, only to be found alive and taken prisoner by the enemy. Despite his injuries, Giraud managed to escape the Belgian prison camp just 2 months later, thanks largely to the assistance of British nurse Edith Cavell, who had set up an escape network for wounded POWs. Donning a variety of disguises, including that of a butcher, a stable boy, and a laborer in a traveling circus, he slowly made his way to the Netherlands, then on to England, and eventually back to France. After the First World War, Giraud continued to distinguish himself in combat with Moroccan rebels, earning his nation's highest order of merit, the Legion of Honor. From there, he held a series of high-profile military positions in France, eventually rising to the rank of general. When the Second World War broke out in 1939, he once again took up arms against the Germans to defend his homeland from invasion. In May of 1940, General Giraud was leading the French 7th Army on a reconnaissance patrol in northern France when they were suddenly ambushed by German infantry. Courageous to a fault, Giraud made a mad dash for a machine gun nest on the front lines, but was quickly surrounded and taken prisoner for a second time. By that point, the general's reputation preceded him, and the Nazis knew that they wouldn't be able to hold him at just any prison. So instead, they took him to Königstein Fortress, a high-walled castle perched on a hilltop some 800 feet above the Elbe River. Many other high-ranking French officers were held there because the Nazis considered it inescapable, and with good reason. prisoners would have to descend 150 feet of walls and cliff face in order to reach the ground, with a high chance of being caught in the act, thanks to the guards' constant nighttime patrols. General Giraud's high rank earned him more respect from his captors than the average prisoner. He was allowed to keep his uniform and was permitted to walk the grounds once a day under heavy surveillance. He reportedly used these outings to gather material for his long-term escape plan. Every day, he would casually collect strands of hemp from the nearby fields, which he would then weave into a long rope in secret. Of course, Giraud knew that escaping the castle was just the first of many hurdles he'd have to clear. Once free, he would then have to navigate his way through enemy territory without drawing suspicion along the way. To help with that, he used his abundance of free time to become fluent in the German language. He also memorized the terrain surrounding the prison and later got his hands on a map so he could study potential routes and pitfalls. During this time, Giraud was permitted to write letters to his wife back in France, and although their correspondence was carefully reviewed by his captors, he managed to include coded messages detailing his escape plan, which he then shared with members of the French resistance. Giraud provided a detailed description of the landscape leading up to the castle and arranged to be met by an escort once he had cleared the cliff face. Because the prison was patrolled only at night, he timed his escape for the early morning when the guards completed their shift. And so, shortly after dawn on April 17, 1942, the 63-year-old French general carefully descended from the narrow window of his cell. He climbed hand under hand down the length of rope he'd fashioned during his 2 years in captivity. He then made his way to the rendezvous point, where he covered his conspicuous uniform with a raincoat and shaved off his signature mustache. When Giraud's escort arrived, he was led to a nearby train station, where he was able to secure passage by posing as a Swiss traveling salesman. He spent the next week and a half riding the rails and dodging the Gestapo, traveling a circuitous path that eventually led him through Switzerland and into his native country. When Giraud made it back to occupied France, he sent his wife a cryptic telegram that read, quote, "Business concluded. Excellent health. Affectionately, Henri." It was the same message, word for word, that he had sent his wife after his first escape, way back in 1914. After rejoining the resistance, Giraud assumed command of a division of the Free French Forces and went on to play a significant role in the reformation of the French army. He continued to fight alongside the Allied forces until retiring to private life after the liberation of France in 1944. That same year, Giraud became the target of an assassination attempt that had been ordered by Adolf Hitler himself. The Führer was still outraged that the five-star general had escaped his clutches, and to add insult to injury, the breakout had even taken place during Hitler's birthday weekend. The attempt on his life ultimately failed, and Giraud went on to live another 5 years. On March 10, 1949, he was awarded the prestigious Military Medal for his inspiring escape. Then, the very next day, he passed away peacefully in Dijon, France, at the age of 70, the only military officer to escape from German captivity during both world wars. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.